Life in the time of coronavirus. I figure Gabriel Garcia Marquez won a Nobel Prize in part for his Love in the Time of Cholera, so I could do worse with homily titles today. I'm still workshopping subtitles, though, for Life in the Time of Coronavirus, but it would definitely include the word fear. Fear for my life. I guess some are experiencing that. More widespread, though, would be fear of the unknown, fear from lack of control, fear over the next step or area of concentration or press conference, perhaps. In moments like this, in moments of fear, I find myself flipping to something rather unfamiliar. Poetry. I'm a newspaper guy, right? The son of a newspaper guy, the son of a newspaper guy. But if newspapers, if you're backwards enough to still pick them up for anything more than crawfish table lining, are better for our flights into fear, they have a short shelf life, committed to searching for the facts, seemingly less by the day, for the stuff behind the facts, the longer lasting stuff, the less movable stuff. So life in the time of coronavirus means poetry in a time of fear, I think. Here's one I can't remove from my mind. Begun in the dying days of the Great War of World War I, with a dying like never before, William Butler Yeats's Second Coming has a stanza for our fear, or at least down there with us in that fear. Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dim tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Yeah, I'm fine. How are you, right? It's helpful to acknowledge these feelings as we lock our doors and sit at least the safe 6 feet of the healthy. The falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart. The center cannot hold. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Pass the Purell. This is part of us. That part, like the woman at the well, just looking for a little help, a pause in burden, a cool taste of refreshment. In our search for all that, we, like her, can miss something of what's in front of us. Someone who is always in front of us. If you knew the gift of God, and who was saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Our fear, our stress, our worries, they're real and present. But is this the way for these 30 days, this government-decreed road trip through Lent to Easter? If you knew the gift of God, and who was saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Jesus, here on our journey, Jesus, here for our parched throats. Jesus, here in church, here at home, here in health and quarantine, in dull moments and lively ones, in joy and frustration. Is there something else with us, in front of us, behind us? Is there perhaps another poem we can read today? William Butler Yeats isn't the only Irishman to give us something for these days, for our fears, for our life in the time of coronavirus. The rivers may not turn green this year, nor the beers for that matter, nor, even more pointedly, the parasol flower accessories, but St. Patrick still has his day on Tuesday, and he still encourages us to all be Irish. We carry his poem back to wherever we find ourselves, forever long we find ourselves, his breastplate to arm us in our battle against fear. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ within me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ at my left, Christ at my right, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks to me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me, Christ in every pandemic that faces me, in every chance for patience presented to me, in every way and moment and state that awaits me, we could add. The falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Okay, but even there, even in that fear, our Lord enters, joins us, offers us again living water. May we make use of this time. May we grow in thirst for our greatest needs. May we take up another Irish poet this week. Again, Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ within me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ at my left, Christ at my right, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks to me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. May it be so, our life in the time of coronavirus.